I know there's a lot of false information out there, as we heard earlier today. So I want the public to understand that we take this very, very seriously as a commission when it comes to hiring a city manager. This is going to set the direction that the Salina moves forward for years to come. We did a national search, and we had approximately 40 candidates apply for this job. I thought through the process of using the consultant we did, we brought in, we actually had two out of area and Mr. Wood as candidates, and I thought they all three did a really good job. They interviewed well. Following those interviews that we did with those candidates, we went into executive session, and I thought the commission had a really good debate. We debated short and long-term goals, the strengths and weaknesses of each candidate, and took a really hard look at where we were at and what we thought would lead this community in the right direction. We made the decision that evening as a group as to who we wanted to hire as our city manager, and that would be Mr. Wood. But time was needed to put together an agreement, and so that's why no announcement was made at that time. And the reason that nothing was finalized today is today was the first day we could get all the commissioners together, with some of us having other obligations. So when you hear someone say they have a reliable source that two candidates were offered the job and did not take it, that's not correct. That is totally false. That individual should apologize for those kind of comments. If you were not sitting in that room as a commissioner, that's your good source, those five individuals sitting in there. So I will have a talk with that gentleman when I get a chance to find out who his reliable source is and have a few words for him. But anyway, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Wood as our new city manager. I think he brings some fresh perspectives to the job. You know, he manages a little different than Mr. Scragg did, and that's okay. It's always good to have change, and I think he has been involved in a lot of our growth over the last few years with economic development and the housing, and been involved in the STAR bonds and writing development agreements and things. So I feel very, very comfortable with where we are as a community as of today.